This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm not sure whether this is a coincidence or not, but, here lately in politics, usually nothing is a coincidence. But the same day that Bush Sr.'s funeral is scheduled December 5th, that was also the scheduled date of testimony for some whistleblowers in Congress. Hillary's testimony, Comey's testimony is pending. I'm not sure the date, but there was some serious testimony that was already scheduled for that date. And now, undoubtedly it'll either be pushed back or removed altogether, or who knows, but just wanted to make note of that. And we're talking to Jeffrey Matt from jeffreymatt.com, an incessant researcher, and just really has the ability to see beyond what's in front of us and dig down and get to the core essence of it. And in this discussion, we've talked about George Bush. He because he died, we spent a little extra time talking about him, his father, this new world order, and this birth of this that he can now just see. The last 30 years, all these conspirators, they could see the tip of this pyramid. The symbolic nature of it, of this new world order, and whatever that means, come to rise, come to power, to take its place as they see it. They are very religious, although they want to make us all atheists, they're very religious, they're very Luciferian, they're very control-oriented, and that they need to, crack a few heads to make it right, and that's justified. They need to tend us. And it's all led up to what's going on now in China. And Jeffrey is an expert in this, or very competent in talking about Chinese social credit score. Jeffrey, give us a little background, short background on how we got, what's the genesis of it, and now up to that point, what's going on right now in China?
Well, the social credit system, from I learned originally, it started off in China. They were talking about implementing it as early as 2013. But there's a lot of documentation on the internet. If you just type in China social credit system, there's a WordPress document on the web that talks about what it is in English. It's translated from Chinese and English. That from 2014 to 2020, it's going to be a behavior system that uses digital and monitoring and basically Orwellian technology to oversee all the behavior of every man, woman, and child in the country. But then the behaviors will be monitored real time using facial recognition cameras everywhere. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of cameras. And whatever you do, you spend too much time at a bar, you're gambling too much, you're playing video games, your son's playing video games too long, your dad said something against the government, your score goes down, your child can no longer go to private school, you can't rent certain apartments, you can't take planes or trains. If the mom buys not enough diapers and buys too much fruit roll-ups, then she loses her credit score, or goes down a little bit as well, so you have to be careful. And so the social credit system is about to go live in 2020 for all 1.3 or 1.4 billion Chinese citizens, where everything you do is digitally tracked, all your voice, everything you say and do, wherever you go, it's all monitored into a back-end database with Google and Apple and Microsoft and all the other social platforms, Facebook's involved. And so this is something that people in America need to not dismiss immediately, saying, I'm an American, this has never happened here. And I specifically tried to make a connection with the Vatican, because I don't think the social credit system actually really originates from China. I think it was purchased from the American, sort of the UN, sort of black, everybody calls about black budget or black ops. It's sort of like the dark side of the economy and technology development. And they purchased it, and then China is the customer. And I have pictures on my website showing the head of Apple, Google, and Facebook talking to the Pope, and then later on making speeches that are similar to what we would call today the social compendium. The compendium on social credit, which is a Vatican document. And if for some reason I misworded, just look up compendium of social credit. And there's this big, long-winded document. So that's where I'm saying the social credit system is originating from. It was given the blessing by the Holy Father and the cardinals. So it's just one incredible story.
Let me interject a question here. You talked about behavior and monitoring and then basically engineering behavior, not just monitoring behavior, because we have that going on in America now. I mean, everybody knows every call is listened to, every email. Everybody, at least most people, understand that. Yeah. We're not talking about monitoring behavior. We're talking about engineering behavior. Discuss that. What is the ultimate goal that way?
There's a gentleman named B.F. Skinner. I don't know what the B.F. stands for, but B and F as in Frank Skinner was one of the original scientists in the background who helped coin the term behaviorism. And there are documentaries on the internet. There's one called Human Resources, Social Engineering for the 20th Century. And it really breaks the whole thing down where they don't really care. At that point, they didn't really care about how you came to the conclusion. They just wanted to know what the behavior was through, you know, stimuli. And so Pavlov's dog and all that stuff came into play. But they're going to basically curb you from thinking what they want you, you know, if it's something that doesn't meet the needs of the corporation, which people today call countries, your behavior will be curbed. You won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to go certain places. So they're going to be conditioning the human family to do whatever the corporation wants. Just like when you go to work, you can't do anything you want. You have to follow the business code of conduct, just like the code in the system of all these algorithms for AI and everything. It's all coded in. You don't know the code. You just have to follow the code or else. So that's where behavior modification is being put into play so that they can guide the human family into like sort of like an indoor environment. You know, all these ghost cities that they have in China. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, they've built at least 23 cities that are completely dead empty, and they want to possibly, and this is my suspicion, they want to possibly bring everybody out of the fields because they are now starting to do robotic farming around the world, specifically in the Middle East and in China. And so they don't want people in the fields learning, knowing how to grow their own food. All the techniques of the human family will be lost, and they'll be put into urbanized centers, and they will be given whatever deemed fit by the government. But the skills, the life skills of the human family are going to be completely dissolved, and now the only thing that's left is the social credit system is going to extract everything from you, your thoughts, your friendships, your conversations, and it's going to build a huge database so they can start possibly life on other worlds or life on demand, as we talked about in the last show, or synthetic life. And these are concepts that unfortunately don't resonate with most people in their day-to-day lives, but this is what these people who have no worry about money, they don't have to worry about going to prison, they don't have to worry about having problems at the border, they don't have to worry about anything. What do they have time to do? They have time to make decisions on behalf of every man, woman, and child, whether you like it or not.
Well, you said about our lives, and the average person is not connected with this. Well, of course we're not, because this is so foreign to what our life means, especially in America, or what it supposedly is meant. I saw that, I don't know how many years it's been now, but the movie Hunger Games. Are you familiar with that movie?
Yes.
Okay, so I saw the movie Hunger Games, and when I saw this, was it a decade ago, 7 years, I don't know. But immediately I started to think of Agenda 21. I had learned something about it to that point, and I saw the different districts that they had created, and everybody was funneled into these massive cities, and some were used for development, some were used for raw, just work, labor, cheap labor, and what have you. And I thought, my goodness, this is like Agenda 21 on steroids. This is the end result. Do you see a connection between Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, whatever that means, and then the social credit score? Do you see a link?
Absolutely. It's unbelievably connected, because the propaganda is most likely going to be pumped out in the next several years. We have to let the earth heal, and we can't just have sprawling, we have to let the earth heal, so we have to put everybody in cities, and in the cities it'll be a technological wonder, and all you have to do is give up your privacy and a lot of your choices that you would make on your own, they'll be replaced with options from AI. And so it's all going to come together, and they want to have places where they can really do a lot of scientific analysis. Plus with 5G, which is a cell phone network, it's the fifth generation. I used to work in the cell phone industry all the way up to the fourth generation and I left. And basically it's an airport scanner. And so you'll be living in an airport scanner for the next 30 plus years until they have the sixth generation, seventh generation. But it'll sterilize a lot of the human family, and then that with that sterility, they're going to open the door to assisted suicide, and then they're going to be able to, whatever they couldn't get from your Facebook page or your Twitter, they'll get through the most difficult part of the life cycle that we know as living creatures of our Creator. It is the one where we have to accept the truth that we are only here for a short time. And they will make it into a strip mall, and they will upload your grandmother's voice and your parents and your children's voices if it's an unfortunate tragedy. And they will have the copyright of everything, and they will use it as they see fit. And later on, when they have all this CRISPR baby stuff that's going on in China, it's all supposedly controversial. Once they have it all nailed down, they will simply upload through optics or some other means composite personalities for whatever they see fit as life.
Well, we've seen this Ancestry.com push. There's no, was it 23andMe, mm-hmm. about DNA. There's been a huge push to collect DNA and to use it for, you know, God only knows what they use it for. But they, in the bylaws, they own your DNA or the patent once you give it to them. Obviously, then that would have to be a part of this too, yes?
Absolutely. There's even a something I would invite all the listeners, and this is why I feel so fortunate to be on your show. The listenership is an informed group of individuals that I'm grateful for. The Medical Information Bureau, MIB, is like some sort of entity which I'm discovering, so I'm just going to might as well just share my discovery with you right now, is that it's interlinked with the accumulation of all the genetics and the insurance world. And, you know, if somebody owns the copyright to the law, and somebody owns the copyright to software, and somebody owns the copyright to music, why couldn't they own the copyright to your genetics? Monsanto supposedly owns the pig, and so why wouldn't they be able to own your children? Well, the only way to be able to own your children is they have to try to get rid of what's Roe versus Wade. Because that's one of the, if whether you're pro-life or you're not pro-life, it's for the globalists, they win either way. Because, and I don't think children should be abused or mistreated or killed. But if the, you know, this is a very difficult subject, and we can continue probably after
the break. Well, hold that thought. Yeah, let's talk about this. This is key. These are the key issues, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever facade you hear on the news, whatever you hear your neighbor talking about, you know, especially corporate news, these are the core issues that we're getting at. Who are you? Like we talked about continually on this broadcast. Stay tuned. More of this. This is very compelling and very important. JeffreyMatt.com, ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Back, we're talking to Jeffrey Matt. Jeffrey, you were mentioning abortions and Roe versus Wade, and either way, and Ancestry.com, DNA patents. Go ahead with that thought, please.
Well, this is not about taking sides, but currently the law, from my understanding in the United States, is that the woman has the right to choose. Now, if you're an international technocratic globalist, you're winning, you're making money by weaponizing and destroying what semblance of civility is there. It's been weaponized and monetized. But if that choice is removed, Roe versus Wade is removed, what that does for the people at the very top who want this system to go through is they want the one choice that the woman does have to be removed. And that choice, now that it's been removed, they own the entire life cycle from in vitro to assisted suicide harvesting. And so what they're doing is they're taking away the last possible right of a woman. But they don't see the woman as that. They see her as a slave, as a product on the stock exchange. That's what, your stock, your good stock, as Jordan has always mentioned with the Maritime Admiralty. And so no matter what side, that's probably where they're going to try to push to remove that choice. Now, I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just saying I don't think that this is very deep concepts that are not talked about. They're not pondered in universities very often, if at all, and they're not done in your local coffee room at the office. So this is things that I recommend all listeners to do your own homework and come to your own conclusions. You have the power. It's education. That's real power. Because once you know, that's what I've heard all the time, is that when you know something, you know what to do. If you don't know something, you don't know what to do. So the more people educate themselves, you'll know what to do. You'll know what the right move is. It's not just what my opinion is. But getting back to the digital prison, this is linked up to the social credit system is that the prison system has perfected what's it like, how much pressure can the human take, what's the maximum can fit in a cell, denatured, decolored, that's why all these ugly buildings. Now they need to control the behavior in the prison. And it's the outdoor prison now, and that's going to be the social credit system. And the social credit system is going to be a digital cell. Go ahead.
Tell us a little bit about in China right now, they're beta testing on, you know, pretty large scale, some of these cities. Tell us what life is like under this social credit score right now.
Well, I've never been to China, so the caliber of my answer is going to be limited. What I can say in response to this question is that I have looked at some videos of people in China, some interviews. I put as many as I could on my website for you to have a resource. But ultimately, what's happening is that the people there don't have a choice. And so when you know you don't have a choice about something, just like when you're a child in a home and you're 7 years old, you know you don't have the choice to stay until 3 a.m. and eat ice cream, unless there's going to be a punishment coming, they don't complain. And the reason why they don't complain is they know what the consequences are. If you do complain, you say the wrong thing, you think the wrong thing, write the wrong thing. So this is going to be exported around the world. Not necessarily the Chinese model, but it's going to be brought to the entire world. And China is, it's very unpopular, but I don't think China's the enemy. And I don't think even the Chinese government is the enemy. I think the people who helped set up this infrastructure many, many decades ago. I know Dr. Kissinger, Nixon, and the UN ambassador at the time, George Bush Sr., they were somehow involved in the process where they got to decide what government were they going to recognize at the United Nations. Was it the Republic of China off in Taiwan, or is it going to be the Communist Party, the People's Republic? And so the UN had a vote, and it ended up being the Communist Party. But China doesn't have the final decision. It's the people who give them the permission to open all the Ford factory plants and to send Google in and to send Apple in. That's who really runs the show. So I don't see China as the enemy. I see a wonderful opportunity for China to transition into something better. They have to look at the American system, and the America has to make the change. For this to all work out, it's a very dire situation.
Well, we got about 30 seconds before the break, but, you know, the thought occurs to me, obviously, there's reasons why they chose China. There's reasons why they have left America, you know, waited to come to America with this. Is the plan, I think you mentioned it before, is the plan for this to go global and it starts with China, or they're just beta in China and see how it goes and see if they can bring it into other places or other places will adopt it?
It's global, and they're pushing as hard as they can everywhere to see which is the most successful version of the social credit.
Okay. So, on the other side, we'll talk about what's his name? Andrew Yang, I think, a politician
is
calling for this in America. We're going to talk about that and how exactly they're going to try to pull us in. This is important. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you are with us. JeffreyMatt.com, MATTE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News. plane carrying the body of late President George H.W. Bush arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to hail to the chief, along with a 21-gun salute. Currently, a ceremony is taking place on Capitol Hill for our 41st president. Former Vice President Dick Cheney on Fox News Sunday pays his respects to George H.W. Bush.
His knowledge of foreign leaders, people he'd worked with over the years, his understanding of the military, he was a great leader.
Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his late father at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday. Other speakers on Wednesday include Wyoming Republican Senator Alan Simpson and presidential historian John Meacham. Congressional leaders unveiled a bill that extends government funding for 2 weeks and averts a partial government shutdown on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
In the winter of 1776, Thomas Paine was recruited yet again. He had written Common Sense the following year to really, it was a biblical plea for independence to rally behind this idea, basically on the moral authority, the conviction that God wanted them to declare independence and pick up a gun and kill Britain if they would not relent and give the power to the people. That's what it was. Well, he was recruited yet again at probably the absolute darkest moment of our republic's beginning, the winter of 1776. Of course, that's when George Washington crossing the Delaware, what have you. The famous line is, these are the times that try man's souls. The summer soldier and the summer patriot basically will shrink from this moment. The Declaration of Independence itself says something more universal about the nature of man. Why was America so different? Here's what they said. All experience has shown, this is Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence, all experience hath shown that mankind are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. The power of that and the universality of that is stunning. And it goes with the greatest document that's been written, really the greatest thing, period, that has been written almost for millennium. It's right up there with whatever you want to find. It is so important. You could take almost any scripture out of the Bible, fold the Declaration of Independence, and replace it with that, and it would be at least as important, probably more important than 95%+ of the Bible. That's how the scope of what this means. And what these social engineers have been done, what Jeffrey's been explaining, they have been beta testing, they have been prodding, they have been looking, they have been micromanaging for decades to figure out what level will you bear. Like the Declaration of Independence says, what level will you suffer before you deem it insufferable? Instead of righting the situation. The miracle of our founding, the glory of our founding fathers, is that they saw a different conviction and a different level, and they did something different. That is our heritage. That is your inheritance. That is your birthright. And the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, as Thomas Jefferson has said. And so this knowledge and this understanding, and unfortunately, I wish I had clear-cut answers for you. Jeffrey, we discussed this. I wish we had clear-cut answers for you. But I'll tell you one answer that is absolutely true is we cannot let this happen. Jeffrey Matt, jeffreymatt.com is here to discuss Chinese social credit score. Jeffrey, you have said that the plan is for this to go all over the world, that obviously America is the big fist that they have to get down because of the Declaration of Independence. How do you think they're going to get America to accept that? Right now, Andrew Yang, a politician, is now calling for this. Maybe talk about it in that perspective. How are they going to get acceptance or try to get acceptance from the United States?
Well, they're going to do it through entertainment, and they're going to do it through rewards programs, through your grocery stores, online points, cryptocurrencies, reward programs. And what they do, they did this in Canada. They had, you know, grocery stores and pharmacies, they have reward points programs. And about 5 or 6 years later, two of the big companies, one grocery store chain and one pharmacy chain, decide to merge their databases together, and so now you just have one card for those two chains. Now that's going to be planting seeds, and then they're going to harvest. They're going to merge and harvest and merge and harvest until finally they have one system. And the Americans, because it's such a sort of a Fabian socialist, what that means is they do very microscopic increments. They're not going to raise your electricity bill by 500%. They're going to do it by 2 or 3 or 5% a year, and you grumble and grumble, and then finally you accept the 5%, because what are you going to do about it? Well, they're going to continue to build it up through the U.S. that way. The new iPhones, I think it's iPhone OS 12 or something like that. I don't use it, so I don't know off the top of it. It has like a trust feature. So this is a feature that you're trustworthy, and I don't know exactly how it's all implemented, but it's something that came out just a few months ago, maybe not even a month and a half ago. But it's just very innocuous. In China, it's just straight up, look, you do what we say or else. Here, it's going to be through marketing and advertising, and that's where people have to come to terms with the fact that education is critical. If you don't know what's happening, you don't know how it's evolving, you don't know how it's growing, then you can't connect the prison industrial complex to the social credit, because ultimately I have to give thanks to the U.S. System, that the current sitting president, for protecting the U.S. border, because not only did it protect America, not that I don't think people shouldn't go into America, like he says, go through it legally, go through the system and do it the right way, but it also protected Canada too. And so, but this is the thing, when you have a prison industrial complex, you can't continue imprisoning African and Hispanic people and some white people through drugs and gangster rap. That's going to run out of steam. So now it's illegal migration. And now they're going to document hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, but now they're going to use biometrics. And biometrics is your face scan, your eye scan, your voice signature. And what they do is they accumulate huge databases of people almost overnight. It's like basically like it's pulling down the bar at the casino and winning three bars for the world, this UN infrastructure. It's like a huge lottery win. The people are desperate. Their lives are shattered, and they have to come to America, to the U.S. to try to have a better life, which I understand. But then they get caught up in all these border areas, and if they had made it in, it would have basically he prevented a huge degradation economically. And so this is the thing. So you have to look at the prisons are being built up now through illegal immigration, and they're attaching biometrics to it. And then the social credit system will be slowly merged, just like the grocery store and the pharmacy eventually came together as one. Eventually, it'll be the law-abiding citizens who have gone through the airports and all the biometrics, and they're going to merge it with the prison infrastructure, and then they're going to merge it with the social credit that's the most palatable for the U.S. And then as soon as any type of crisis comes down, they'll have everybody by the short hair. And especially if the currency, changes. So,
well, you mentioned biometrics at airports. Delta just created the first biometric terminal in American history, complete, at least that we know of. It's in Atlanta,
yeah,
where they use facial recognition. They track you all the way through your signature, your face, you're a trusted member of society. Then you go through. They're
right.
Doing this now. UBI, Universal Basic Income. We've heard talks about this. Well, basically, we're going to give you $1,100 no matter what, just for being an American, just for being a person. And then the healthcare system, how we're tracking everything you do. Even your CPAP machine is spying on you now because that data goes back through the internet to the insurance companies. They can cancel your insurance, raise your insurance, what have you. I mean, this is happening already. How Andrew Yang is a politician in New York who's talked about this. Ocasio-Cortez, of course, is the Bernie Sanders and now her, kind of the forerunners of really pushing social justice, whatever that means, into now social construct. That's what we're seeing. How do you think, I mean, is this going to be done with a carrot or a stick? I mean, you've kind of described it, but ultimately there's going to have to be some buy-in. Is this going to be done with a carrot or a stick?
Well, I'm going to have to say both. And, you know, this concept of social justice, it reeks, it just stinks and stinks of intelligence. The reason why is because if justice actually worked the way that I grew up, I was taught by my parents, you don't do this, you don't talk mean to people, you don't take things that aren't yours, you don't do bad things, you're a good person, then justice would make sense. But because there's been so much corruption, the U.S. government has been infiltrated, the military has been infiltrated, the intelligence has been infiltrated, because it's so infiltrated by an internationalist motion, blessed by the Vatican and by the royal cartel, that the U.S. No longer have their sovereignty on paper. So now the question is, but the people don't know that. So that's actually a plus for the U.S. citizens. It's an opportunity to educate yourself before that illusion has been wiped. And so this Andrew Yang, who wants to come in as a Democratic presidential nominee in 2020, he's saying that there's a mobile time bank. You know, you can look this up, mobile time bank, where if you have good deeds, he's saying that a lot of people are no longer volunteering in your community, and they're not doing this and that. So you can do good acts and gain sort of social credit points in your local community and become a trusted and respected citizen through good behavior by participating in your community instead of just sitting and watching video games all day and isolating yourself. That was all structured in so that the solution is a social credit so you can reintegrate back into society, but it's on their terms, not the American freedom terms.
Hold that thought. You remember Charlotte Iserby, ladies and gentlemen, talking about outcome-based education, Skinnerism. Callers have talked about that. You know, he mentioned Skinner, Pavlov. That's what all this is now. Now it's not your school anymore. Now you know why getting out of public school is so important, because they have 12 years of that training. Stay tuned. We're going to conclude this show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
JeffreyMatt.com is the website. JeffreyMatt, M-A-T-T-E.com is his website. A lot of this information, documents, videos, and stuff that he discusses, you can find there. It's a big subject. It is, I feel a pull to talk about these things, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't want to depress you. I don't want to, you know, sicken you. I want, kind of like Patrick Henry, it's whatever the worst is, whatever the truth is, we need to know it and to make account for it. We need to account for this. There are forces in the universe and that have played upon the corruption of the world individually and collectively, than to take the dominion that our Creator has given us unto themselves and use for their power. The singularity of which we are created with and created from, coming into the world of duality through our choice of fall or fallen nature, whatever symbolic metaphor that is. And then going back to singularity, Lucifer wants us to take us on his singularity. And the energy for him to do that is going to be the difference between your freedom, your individuality, your choice, who you are, your intelligence, is to capture that, and that's the energy he's going to use in the system, then to imprison you. That's his goal. That's his singularity. And so the choice is clear. All these things are illusions. It is either A or B. And America and Thomas Jefferson certainly sent us on one path. And Jeffrey, we were talking during the break about Thomas Jefferson. How unique, how important was the time of the 1770s, not only for America, but for the world?
Well, I, you know, this is a subject that someone who I have a high, high respect for invited me to look into this subject, and I'm still learning. But the one feature I think is very important about Thomas Jefferson in particular is that I found out that he had this incredible idea of creating an academic village. And this academic village, basically what it is sort of like a library, but it's like a mix between a library and a college environment. You can go sit down, learn whatever you need to learn, and then you can take off. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's a degree, a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD. It's just a place you can learn. And it's part of the American lifestyle. It's part of being the privilege of being an American man or woman. And so this is something that has been poo-pooed and been swept under the rug and replaced with trendy, flashy cell phones that are going to basically imprison every aspect of your life, because you will not own your voice. You will not own pictures of your family. You will be copywritten. And they will, your grandmother's voice sounds great, they will use it and all over the world. And you can't travel one step in this new social credit system if you think and do the wrong thing. And it's going to be the end of the human family, probably within less than 150 years. But if, for those of you who want to know, the founding fathers of America have put in unbelievable sacrifice to make this possible. So even in Canada as well, we live in a relatively good situation compared to the rest of the world. But the key to solving this horrible scourge, I suspect, is with the U.S. And you have to educate yourself and knowing who the founding fathers are, and not the gibberish that they're bad people. That's not the case. You know, they're being demonized because they did something incredible. That's basically what my current understanding is. What do you think?
Well, I think without question, I mean, if you listen to the show at all, and our audience, they all probably get sick of me talking about this, but there is no, to me, there is no other solution than a conviction of the Bill of Rights and understanding of the Declaration of Independence, because then you understand who you are. And once you understand who you are and what the law is, and you have a conviction about that, then everything else disappears. Because it's one thing, like, we're talking back and forth, and you're explaining very eloquently about this social credit score, its objective, its beginning. But on some level, really all you're doing is complaining. And I don't mean that demeaningly, but you're complaining about this is their plan and this is what they're doing. Okay, that's not a solution. That is a first step of a solution. So what is the solution? There has to be an alternative. They're implementing a plan. So then what is the alternative to their plan? Because there has to be a choice. They're creating a world with no choices, where the choices get funneled. Okay, so then the solution becomes then, well, we need more choice. So then we need to look at, really, we have to go no further than our founding and understand that. To me, that's the solution. Maybe talk about that a little further.
I think as automation and artificial intelligence starts to take away more and more jobs, people are going to start to feel the pinch. But I think before that happens, before it becomes really so incredibly rampant, we have a tiny microscopic window, like in Star Wars, where you get that one shot to blow up the Death Star, is to go and spend as much of your time outside of loving your family and your children and having a good life. Educate yourself. Turn off Jerry Springer and educate yourself about what's going on, and understand and learn about how your government works, because they've classified so much information for decades and decades that now those who want to know, it's a huge uphill battle. And I know it never encouraged people joining groups or protesting, and don't fight the government. Understand the government. Understand what is going on, so that it, just like with Neo in the Matrix, he didn't all of a sudden start flying around. He had to learn. He had to educate himself. He had to go through all that training. And when he finally understood, he didn't need a gun. He didn't need anything. He didn't have to fight anybody. That's how this business model works. Ignorance. The CIA pumps out stupidity through television and movies. 20-30% of the movies are silly movies, which is okay to laugh every once in a while. But we need to turn the tables around. You educate yourself. You empower yourself. You don't need to second guess yourself anymore. I know how my government works. I know the power of my vote. I know what I can do in my community, and I don't need to fight anybody, and I don't need to stir the pot unnecessarily. I know how contracts and corporations work. To really solve this problem is to know what a corporation is and to understand how a corporation operates in today's modern world. If you understand that, the whole thing can completely transition to something that nobody could have possibly dreamed of, and not one bullet, no drops of blood have been shed.
There was a point in American history that is, well, several points that are key, but to this discussion. In 1933, the Trading with the Enemies Act was amended now to include American citizens, and you can see it right in the law, now includes American citizens, that they can declare you an enemy. If you don't believe that that happened, then explain to me how in the world that Franklin Delano Roosevelt created an executive order to seize all the gold of the American people by threat of jail. At that point, the American people, the people, we the people, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, what have you, became enemies to the corporate structure that had been acted to take the power and the ingenuity and the financial might of the American people to this new world order, to build this new world order. That was one of the two or three key moments of the last 150 years. And from there, now we're here. Now, where are we going? It's up to you. Jeffrey, we got about 20 seconds. It's so good to have you. JeffreyMatt.com. Last thought is yours, my friend.
I want to thank all those people who dedicated their lives to bring law and order to the great country, the U.S. And I think there's an element in the military that I want to extend my thanks to them as well. So, and the listenership, thank you.
Well, there's a lot of great people. I've said it over and over, despite what you may perceive. There's so many good police and military. They're some of the best people in the world. They're just not, the system is not working for you anymore. But our destiny is here. The history, we're about to write this over again, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. Pastor Wright's tomorrow, and hold tight. Hold tight.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.